Great sibling showdown! In our last episode, Noah and Olivia debated whether we should have one universal language. In other words, instead of having thousands of different languages that people speak across the world, should we find a way to start using one language only? Olivia argued that we should, and Noah argued that we shouldn't. It was a really fascinating debate, and both Olivia and Noah did a great job laying out some important points on each side. We read all of the votes that came in, and this time around, the results weren't that close. Before we reveal the results of the voting, we have one very important thing to do.
Mailbag!
Mailbag!
Here is some mail we received from listeners that agree with my take that there should be one universal language. Arthur from Arnhem, the Netherlands, says, because it would be way easier to communicate with other people around you. I speak English at home, Dutch in school, and my grandma only speaks Chinese. It would be so much easier if everyone spoke English. Elsie from Stouffville, Canada says, I agree with Olivia that there should be one universal language. It would be easier to communicate with everyone, and I can more easily make friends with people around the world. Jace and Luke from Aledo, Texas said, I think there should be one universal language. It would take time, but it would be worth it. Thanks for making a great podcast.
We also got lots of mail from listeners that think that we shouldn't have one universal language. Here's what they have to say. Francisco from Rio Rico, Arizona says, that was a great episode, Olivia and Noah. I think there should not be one universal language because it is part of people's identity to speak their language. I live close to the border with the United States and Mexico. Some people speak English, some people speak Spanish. Even part of my family speaks Spanish and part English. My great-grandfather lives in Mexico. He is 96 years old. And it would be really difficult for him to learn a new language. That is why I think there should not be a universal language. Olivia from Tenza, Colombia says, having a diversity of languages makes life more interesting. Ethan from Auckland, New Zealand says, it's a big part of people's culture and identity. It's what makes people unique and the world a more interesting place.
Those were some amazing messages, and we can't thank our listeners enough for voting. The number of votes coming in for each showdown is trending up with each episode, which is awesome. So are you wondering what the results were for our last showdown? I bet you are. Well, the moment has finally arrived. Drum roll, please. With 77.1% of the total vote for what is so far the most lopsided result we've had, most of our listeners think that there should not be one universal language.
We want to remind you that none of these debates have a correct answer. That's what makes these topics so interesting to debate about.
Everyone's opinions matter. What is important is that everyone can share their thoughts, and that we try to keep an open mind when considering how we feel about each topic.
Now that we know the results of showdown number 3, it's time to move on to showdown number 4. Something tells me that this is going to be the most popular episode of the Great Sibling Showdown yet. That's because the debate topic for this week was suggested by a bunch of different listeners. A big thanks to Charlotte from Great Falls, Virginia, Will from Havertown, Pennsylvania, Noor, Zara, and Zane from North Barrington, Illinois. Langston from Los Angeles, California. Adriana from Larchmont. And Bella from North Carolina. It's incredible that we received so many suggestions for the same debate topic in the 2 months that we've been doing the Great Sibling Showdown. Are you wondering what debate topic has so much interest? Well, I'm about to tell you. The showdown topic for this week is, should students have homework? Believe it or not, there has been a lot of debate on whether students should get homework and how much they should get. In the United States, the opinion on homework has bounced around a lot during the last 100 years. In the early 1900s, many school districts didn't allow teachers to assign homework. The reason was that lots of the homework assignments back then would require students to memorize a set of facts. The problem is that memorizing was found to be a bad way to learn new facts, as they would soon be forgotten. It's far better to understand what you're being taught than to simply memorize a bunch of facts. Then, during the 1920s, people believed that it was important for kids to exercise their brains, making them stronger, and that homework was a good way to exercise the brain. In that way, the brain was treated like a muscle, even though it's not really a muscle. Just a decade later, in the 1930s, public opinion shifted back towards no homework. Then, in the 1950s, an interesting thing happened. The first satellite, called Sputnik, was launched by the Soviet Union. The United States wasn't thrilled that the Soviet Union was the first to launch a satellite. As a result, the amount of science and math homework increased. During the 1960s, homework was less popular because students were getting stressed by the demands of homework. In 1966, the National Education Association even suggested no homework in the early grades and very limited amounts for upper elementary students. In the 1990s, the pressure to give more homework increased in an effort for Americans to keep up with other countries around the world. Today, the homework debate is as intense as ever, with people feeling very strongly for and against the value of homework. Here is something else to consider. There are three types of people that are impacted by the debate over homework. Those people are the teachers, the parents, and of course, the students. Just 2 years ago, an article was published in Education Week that showed that when many elementary school teachers tried to remove homework, parents got so upset that the teachers had to go back to using homework. Here is an example of what a first grade teacher had to say about the value of homework.
I teach first grade. I had parents ask for homework. I explained that I don't give homework. Home time is family time, time to play, cook, explore, and spend time together. I do send books home, but there is no requirement or checklist for reading them. Read them, enjoy them, and return them when your child is ready for more. I explain that as a parent myself, I know they are busy, and what a waste of energy it is to sit and force their kids to do work at home, when they could use that time to form relationships and build a loving home, something kids need more than a few math problems a week.
Well, it's quite clear that grown-ups have failed to come to an agreement on whether or not students should have homework. Maybe kids would do a better job making sense of it all. Let's kick things off with round one of this week's showdown. This week, Olivia is going to argue that students should have homework, and Noah will argue that they should not. Olivia, you're up first.
All right, this is going to be easy. As you would expect, when students do homework, they tend to have better grades, and they are also more likely to go to college. A study published in the High School Journal shows that when students spend at least a half hour on homework daily, they score about 40 points higher on the math portion of the SAT, a test that helps colleges decide which students to accept. Students that were assigned homework also get better grades than about 70% of the students that were not assigned homework. Homework is very helpful in getting the most out of learning, especially the right type of homework. Math, for example, is something that you get better and better at the more you practice. Research was done to show whether or not some kids are naturally better at math than others. It turns out that there is no math gene or anything that would naturally make one student better at math than another. It turns out that the best way to become a really good student at math is the same way to get better at a lot of things. Lots and lots of practice.
So, you say that you need to spend at least a half hour on homework per day to get better grades. But check this out. The average American student does 6.1 hours of homework per week. Meanwhile, the United States ranks as the 17th best education system in the world. That means that 16 countries are better educated than the United States. Are you wondering which country has the best education system? Well, it just happens to be South Korea. But get this. Students in South Korea do 2.9 hours of homework per week, which is less than half of the amount American students do. And if that's not crazy enough, the United States also spends 50% more on education per student than South Korea. So we are spending more money and also getting worse results than South Korea. If you think that's crazy, we should talk about Finland. In Finland, they do even less homework per week. Each student averages 2.8 hours of homework per week. Not only that, but students in Finland start school at age 7, and school only involves 4 hours of teaching per day. Also, students don't start taking graded tests until the age of 16, so they do less homework, start school later, have shorter school days, and don't take tests until they are 16 years old. All of this must mean that Finland should rank behind the United States. Well, it turns out that Finland has the 5th best education system in the world compared to the United States at 17. Now that we see that South Korea and Finland and also other countries like Japan and the United Kingdom get better results with a lot less homework than the United States, how can we possibly think that lots of homework is helpful?
Wow, you kids really aren't messing around. You made such great arguments in round one that I hope you have some good stuff left for rounds two and three. In round two, we are going to flip the script so that Noah can go first. Noah, why shouldn't students have homework?
I'm going to go even further than saying that homework doesn't help. In this round, I'm going to argue that homework hurts. That's right. Homework could hurt students. Many studies have shown a link between homework and harmful things like stress and headaches. Not only that, but homework can lead to bad habits. In a survey, 90% of middle school students and 67% of high school students admit to copying someone else's homework. 43% of parents also admitted to doing their children's homework for them. If homework is causing mental and physical problems for students, isn't that bad? If homework is causing students to cheat, isn't that bad?
Nice try, Noah. Homework is essential, and as long as the amount and type of homework is appropriate, it is absolutely necessary. And here's why. In the classroom, students don't really learn on their own. They are guided by a teacher. As students get older, they need to become independent and start doing work on their own. If kids don't have the correct study habits when they enter college, they're going to struggle because lots of work done in college is independent. It's for this reason that many school districts have used something called the 10-minute rule. The 10-minute rule says that students should do 10 minutes of homework for every grade level. So third graders should do 30 minutes of homework per day. Sixth graders should do 60 minutes of homework per day, and so on. This allows kids to learn how to work more independently the closer they get to college, so that they have the structure needed to succeed in college, when they won't have as much help from teachers and parents.
Nicely done, kiddos. Take a deep breath and prepare yourselves, because you know what's coming. The fantastically, immensely, exceedingly, remarkably, exceptionally important final arguments. This is your last chance to convince the listeners you're right, and you only have 60 seconds to do it. So don't save your best argument for second number 61, because I'm not going to let it happen. We spun the super official Great Sibling Showdown spinner to see who goes first for closing arguments, and the spinner landed on Noah. Noah, your 60 seconds start right about now.
As children grow, there are so many things that are worthwhile outside schoolwork and homework. It's important that kids are able to participate in other things like hobbies and sports to be sure they are well-rounded. When kids have the opportunity to unwind and enjoy other interests not related to school, they tend to be healthier, not only physically, but mentally as well. No homework also means more meaningful bonding with family and friends. Like other countries that are performing better than the United States have already figured out. When it comes to homework, less is more.
Okay, Noah, your time is up. It's time for Olivia to throw the last punch in this showdown. She looks ready and determined. Okay, Olivia, your 60 seconds start. Not now. Not now either. Not even now. Okay, now.
The idea of no homework is absurd. I would agree that we could probably benefit from less homework and also making sure that the homework is helpful and relevant. But homework is absolutely necessary. For younger kids, homework is important because it allows parents to be involved. Through homework, parents are able to know what their child's strengths and weaknesses are, so they can make changes if necessary, like finding a tutor. For older kids, homework is super important in developing the skills necessary to succeed when they won't have a teacher or parent guiding them every step of the way. When you mentioned the other countries that perform better than the United States, those other countries used homework too, just much less of it. Let's focus on controlling the quantity and quality of the homework assignments while remembering that homework is essential.
And there we have it, the end of round number 3. So what do you think? Do you think we should have homework? Has your opinion changed while listening to this episode? We want to know how you feel, so click on the link in the episode notes and take a minute to cast your vote. Who knows? We might give you a shout-out in our next episode. Before wrapping up this episode, we have a big announcement and then a few amazing listeners to thank.
The podcast is now on YouTube. You can find a link to our YouTube channel in the episode notes.
Check us out on YouTube, and don't forget to like and subscribe while you're there.
On our YouTube channel, you will be able to find each episode of the Great Sibling Showdown, which will just be audio and subtitles for now, and we are going to start adding fun videos on our YouTube channel too. Now, let's thank some amazing listeners.
We want to thank our newest Patreon supporters, CJS and Jennifer.
A big thank you to CJ and Jennifer. Our Patreon supporters have tons of extra content to enjoy. If you love the Great Sibling Showdown, but you want to get bonus episodes and special behind-the-scenes messages from us, you can become a supporter of the podcast for less than $1 per month. You can find a link to our Patreon page in the episode notes.
We want to thank a 5-star listener for leaving us a 5-star review.
It says, "Great for kids. I love the podcast. It's amazing. My friend Moz told me about this. I think it's amazing."
You're amazing for leaving us that review. If your friend Moz is the same Moz that had a Curious Kid podcast-themed birthday party last year, please tell him we say hello. We are so lucky that our unbelievable listeners, like Moz, share our podcast with their friends.
If you love the podcast, you probably know someone who might also enjoy listening to us. If so, let them know about the podcast, because after all, sharing is caring. Whatever you do, you're going to want to be right back here in 2 weeks for our next showdown. In showdown number 5, Olivia and Noah are going to debate whether humans should colonize the moon. In other words, should we send humans to the moon to live their lives on the moon, or should we just stay here on Earth? As always, thank you so much for listening to Olivia and Noah debate in the Great Sibling Showdown!